Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be here among you in Campbell. I come from Oakland. My name is Reverend Rina Ramos. I was ordained 6 years ago by the United Church of Christ here in Northern California to start a group with Latino immigrants that is open and affirming to LGBTQ. And we have been worshiping at Plymouth United Church of Christ in Oakland. For the past 6 years, I've been doing this on a volunteer basis because I work full-time for a nonprofit organization that works with trans and queer young people in the high schools. So on my free time, I'm a pastor. And I'm happy to be here with you today on my free time. And I titled this sermon, Jesus the Liberator, because freedom is central to the message of Christianity. Release from spiritual and physical bondage is found numerous times in the Gospels that recounts the ministry of Jesus. When Jesus declares that this prophecy he has just read has been fulfilled, a call emerges for all of us Christians. We are now called to bring the good news to the poor, and we become part of this message of liberation. The duty to fight for freedom is not Jesus alone. Jesus' incursion in history has an impact because a community of believers organize themselves to expand the message of justice and love. In the letter of Galatians, the Bible tells us that so in Christ Jesus, all children of God through faith, for all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor that is female or male, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Faith communities understand their commitment to spread the gospel of love, and they are essential in times of repression. I learned the value of community very early in my life. I was growing up in El Salvador, and I live in a neighborhood that would be equal to the projects here in the United States. Tall buildings, lots of apartments in the buildings, very unattractive buildings, rows and rows. And we had no green areas in the neighborhood. But we had a community that cared. So one afternoon, everybody in my building decided we were going to plant our own gardens. People brought out their gardening tools. They had bought plants. They had bought flowers. Everybody got involved. As the kids, I was a kid at the time, like around 10. We were super excited. We were going to play with dirt. And we were going to dig holes. And we started planting around us. Every time I visit El Salvador now, I'm reminded of that afternoon. A 30 feet tall tree planted in that afternoon in front of the apartment where I grew up welcomes me. Its shade reminds me of the power of hands and hearts working together. I'm sure here at Campbell United Church of Christ, you have a faith community that understand what it means to come together to change the world. I see the banner, and I know you live up to what's stated in that banner to be the church. Jesus the Liberator. Throughout history and in times of tyrannical rulers, people have sought out a savior, a leader. And it is natural and human for us to try to look for salvation that comes from above. The people who witnessed Jesus declared himself that afternoon or night, the carrier of good news to the poor, declared himself the healer of the blind, were certainly needing hope. They were being oppressed by the Roman Empire. The people of Israel were being taxed to maintain the status quo of their rulers. They were being counted as cattle, and this is the reason why Jesus' parents have to travel from Bethlehem to Bethlehem from Egypt. The oppressed people of Israel and the followers of Jesus were delighted to hear that a liberator had arrived. But I want us to reflect today that Jesus' fulfillment of this prophecy extends to all of us. His ministry is an invitation to all of us, communities of faith, to continue stand with the oppressed. There is nothing wrong with hoping for a savior, a freedom fighter. When Obama was elected president in 2008, there was so much joy. I remember buying my first T-shirt with an American flag to celebrate 4th of July. As an immigrant who had often been rejected in this country for being a foreigner, this was my first time celebrating. With Obama's victory, I felt part of this country for the first time. Looking back, I think that the expectations placed on Obama were unrealistic. He couldn't fix all the problems that exist in the United States, wealth disparity, racial tension. He alone couldn't change the views of those who think immigrants are thieves or rapists. Only an army of supporters and communities fighting for justice could make a cultural shift that welcomes the richness of diversity. People don't leave their countries because they want to come and harm other countries. We left because of the Salvadorian Civil War. They leave everything behind because they are seeking survival. So when Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed to go free, to proclaim the year of Lord's favor." This prophecy of liberation becomes eternal because of all of us. We immortalize Jesus. We ought to do this work throughout our lives. Feed the poor, heal the suffering, set the oppressed free. And I know it is hard work. I know you're probably doing it in this church. And probably some of you have done it your entire lives, being teachers, being activists, being in the community, being the church. You have probably walked numerous marches in solidarity with the marginalized. But we cannot lose hope. We might rest if we need to, but we need to keep on walking to make sure we are free, all of us, one day. We must keep on working so that one day person's humanity and dignity and divinity is valued and seen. In my day job, I work for the Genders and Sexualities Alliance Network. We support queer and trans young people in the schools, and when we come together, we chant an Asata Chakur chant that I'm going to invite you to chant with me. We start with a whisper, and then we move the volume up. So if you are able and want to stand, I will ask you to stand, and we're going to chant together, and you will repeat after me. First as a whisper, and then we're going to do it at least 3 times. It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support each other.
We must love and support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support each other.
We must love and support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to fight for freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and support each other.
We must love and support each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Amen.
Amen.